多謝譚大兄，係喎，真係香港已經新年啦嚇，新年咗差唔多一個鐘頭啦，會唔會？我喺長洲出世嘅喎，咁我記得，點都記得少少。啊，對唔住，我今日咧會用英文，Raymond 會幫手翻譯。We begin a series on stewardship in our church today.
今日我哋喺教會開始係有一個管家職份嘅系列。
You know a lot of people that don't go to church, they always say that's what you guys always talk about.
有好多人都係因為咁樣去唔嚟教會，因為佢同我哋講啊，其實教會都係問我哋攞錢啫嘛。
I remember when we started our church in New York City, after three years of starting.
我哋喺牧師即喺紐約開始咗呢個係有只有三年嘅一個新嘅教會。
In January, which I started to do was I preached my first message on tithing.
當喺一月嘅時候，牧師開始講一個十一奉獻嘅講道。
And afterwards, a young lady came up to me. She started a church with us. She was only a teenager, but she said, "Pastor Dan, you're always talking about that stuff."
一個好年輕嘅女子就同牧師講：啊，牧師，點解你時時都係講呢個題目嘅
咧？So I know that it is a topic that a lot of people don't want pastors preaching about.
原來呢個題目係好多人都希望牧師唔講嘅。
I want to tell you that the last time I preached on the topic of giving in CBC was the first time I preached on the topic of giving. That was 3.5 years ago.
我對上一次去講有關於奉獻嘅講道就係僅僅喺三年前。
But we as a church believe the leadership.Believe that as a church, we should deal with this topic of stewardship.
我哋都系喺教会嘅领导都系要讲及呢个嘅管家职份嘅系列。
So for the next 4 weeks, this week included our Sunday school classes and also our messages will focus on stewardship.
所以喺未来嗰一个月，我哋嘅主日学同埋崇拜都系去讲关于管家职份。
I want to tell you for myself and my wife Barbara, we have a very simple pattern of policies.In dealing with stewardship,
牧師同師母我咧都係有一個係關於呢個嘅奉獻上面係一個原則嘅。
I don't have a complicated formula. I don't have all these, you know, things that tell me how to do it. I just have three things that we do.
我哋係冇一個好繁複嘅程序，我哋只係好簡單嘅去做。
The first thing is we always tithe.
第一樣我哋做嘅係永遠都會十一奉獻。
We always do.
我哋時時都會十一奉獻。
We started it when we were engaged in Bible college.
我哋開始嘅時候係由訂婚呢刻開始。
And so we were poor students, you know, because both she and I, we paid our own ways through college.
我哋嗰陣時候都係一個好窮嘅學生，我哋用我哋僅餘嘅積蓄去付款。
But we decided because of the Bible and what the Scripture says that we, as a married couple raising a family, we are going to tithe.
作為一個嘅基督化嘅家庭，我哋都係遵從聖經教導，我哋去十一奉獻。
And I still remember the first check I wrote to in tithing together. It was $70.
我仲係記得我哋第一次聯名簽呢個嘅支票係$70。
Now that $700 that we had was not a month salary, not a week salary. It was for many months that we collected, you know. But $70 we were going to give, and that was a lot of money in 1978.
我哋嗰$700其實唔係我哋嗰陣時每個月嘅人工，而係我哋喺幾個月裡面辛苦儲翻嚟嗰$700，我哋就用去做十一奉獻。
So we gave that, and we have tithed ever since, no matter what. And I'll talk about that a little bit more later.
我哋從此之後每個月都係十一奉獻。
The second thing that the policy and principle that we live by is we don't get into debt.
第二個我哋嘅原則就係我哋唔會去負債。
In the English congregation next week, I'll be speaking about that.
我哋喺下個禮拜嘅英文堂，我哋會講到呢一點。
We just never borrow money，
就唔去做，就唔去借錢。
And we never owe anybody anything，
亦都唔去付人哋幾多錢。
We don't have a lot of fancy things. We didn't even have a credit card for many years of our marriage。
我哋冇一啲好好嘅事物，但係我哋都係冇一個好多年，我哋都係冇信用卡。
But we always trusted God to provide for everything and anything we needed, and He did.
但我哋都係深信神係會供應我哋一切，佢亦都係有咁樣做。
Tell you, I never had new furniture until about 15 years into our marriage. We never bought a single new furniture. We just kind of had hand-me-down.
我哋從來都係冇一個新嘅家私，直至到我哋結婚後15年。
We never had anything fancy, but you know what? We always had enough.
我哋從來都冇一啲即係非常美好嘅事物，但我哋永遠都係足夠。
And we never owed a bank, credit card, nobody anything. We had debt-free always.
我哋從來係冇向銀行或者係其他方面去負債。
Even today, our house, we have no mortgage on it.
直至到係由而家我哋住嘅屋，我哋都係冇呢個公屋嘅情
況。A third policy or principle that we live by。
第三個嘅原則我哋遵守嘅。
We always give generously。
我哋都係好樂意嘅去捐獻出去。
And it didn't matter what it is or what's the situation, we always gave to people in need。
無論係乜嘢嘅情況，我哋都係願意去捐款出去。
We emptied our bank account 3-4 times。
我哋都係我哋嘅銀行户口係去清款，都係有三四次嘅時候。
And every year, last year included, we make a determination to give a significant amount of whatever savings we have to some ministry, some person, some need out there.
我哋都係決定，亦都係包括喺舊年嘅時候，我哋都係決定去將一筆有相當嘅款項去放喺神嘅事工同埋呢個傳教士身上。
Barbara and I have done that for 37 years of our lives in my marriage.
牧師同師母過去30年都係咁樣去做。
And God's hand of blessing upon us is amazing.
神俾我哋嘅祝福係非常之遠超乎我哋所想象。
Today I want to share with you three thoughts. Three thoughts. Hopefully you can remember.
我哋希望今日能夠係同大家分享三點。
The first thought is God makes a declaration.
我哋講到神嘅去宣佈。
In the book of Matthew, he says something that is really important for you to know.
喺馬太福音，神講到有一點係非常重要嘅。
Where your treasure is.
你嘅財寶喺邊度
？That's where your heart is。
你嘅心亦都喺邊度
？That's where your treasure is. That's where your heart is。
你嘅財寶喺邊度？你嘅心都喺嗰度。
I know Chinese people because I'm Chinese。
我哋都知道我哋中國人。
I want you to know I have no stocks at all. No stocks. I have no stocks。
牧師係冇買呢個股票嘅習慣嘅。
It's not that I believe they're wrong and not evil. I used to have stocks. I don't have any at all.
我唔係話呢個觀念係錯，但係我只係冇擁有任何嘅。
You know why？
點解呢
？Because I know what it can do to people。
因為我知道股票可以帶俾人係啲乜嘢。
And as a pastor, I want to concentrate on ministering。
我作為一個牧師，希望可以專注喺神嘅事工上面。
Not worry about what happened to the stock market。
我係唔需要去顧慮到究竟呢個股市發生咗咩事情。
But I follow the stock market。
但我仍然去跟進股票嘅進程。
I know it dropped 211 points on Friday。
我哋知道星期五係跌咗211點。
And I know it dropped about 2,500 points since the beginning of the year。
由舊年開始都係跌咗2,500點左右。
I also know a lot of Chinese people are really, really upset。
我知道好多中國人都係好唔開心。
See, Chinese people are really good with money。
我哋中國人係好識得點去用錢。
Or really bad with money。
或者係唔識點樣去用錢。
I remember talking to a missionary. His name is Paul Bartel.
我哋都係曾經同一個宣教士。
I'm not ashamed to say that he was one of the first missionaries into interior China.
佢係第一個宣教士係入到呢個中國嘅內陸入邊去宣教。
And he's already with the Lord, but I was having lunch with him one day. He and I just alone.
佢已經係翻到神嘅身邊，但係佢有一次同我食飯嘅時候咁
講。He said to me, Dan, I want to tell you something.
Dan, 我想同你講一樣。
Everybody says the Chinese are so good with money, so prosperous, so blessed.
我哋都知道好多中國人都係非常富有，係非常之被祝福有錢嘅。
You know what? If you follow Chinese people, there's a lot of tragic situation, but generally doesn't matter where you go, they're prosperous.
但係雖然佢哋發生咗好多唔好嘅事情，但係無論佢哋去到邊個地方，佢哋都係非常富有嘅。
I remember in the days, maybe 20 years ago, in Indonesia there was a lot of riots. You know, people are unrest. The economy was not good.
喺二十年前，印尼有好多經濟唔好嘅情況，有好多嘅暴動。
And the Indonesians blame the Chinese because they're the ones, they're the wealthy people, they're taking advantage of us, right? They started burning the businesses and everything.
好多嘅印尼人都係話啊，呢個係中國人唔好，所以佢哋開始去焚燒中國人嘅事物。
You know, in the Philippines, because we had a Filipino congregation, a lot of Filipino friends, you know, in the Philippines, there's a lot of kidnapping, you know, people.
佢哋作為喺菲律賓都係有好多被綁架嘅事情。
They will kidnap them and you got to pay ransom and get the person back, right?
佢哋會去綁架啲人去籌呢個贖金。
They almost always kidnap Chinese people.
佢哋時時都係綁架中國
人。Because the Chinese people have money.
因為中國人係有錢。
And they always pay back.
佢哋時時都係會
賺翻嚟。And I knew Chinese people that got kidnapped 3 times.
我哋知道有一個中國人曾經被綁架三次。
They said, you know, praise God, you know, they don't kill me, but you know, it's pretty annoying to be kidnapped 3 times.
真係感謝神啊！雖然都係冇去被殺心，但係都
被綁架咗三次。So you know, Chinese people are good with money.
因為佢哋都知道佢哋中國人係好有錢。
But they're also bad with money.
亦都有時候對錢都係唔係幾好。
Listen, I don't recommend anybody going to Las Vegas. No, don't go there. That's a sin city. Don't go there.
我係唔建議我哋中即我哋嘅基督徒。
Unless you want to minister there, okay?
除非你喺嗰度做神嘅事。
So I went there once in my life.
牧師係曾經去過嗰度一次。
And you know all the buffets and everything, you know, it's cheap, it's great.
嗰度有好多好平嘅自助餐。
King crab legs for $20 unlimited. Are you kidding me?
係免費，即係$20可以任你食好多嘅。
But you gotta walk through the casino to get to the buffet.
但係你需要經過咗去賭場先至可以去
到自助餐。And I tell you, I don't gamble. I've never gambled in my life, not even one little quarter in a slot machine, never.
牧师咁多年嚟都从来未试过去赌博。
But I see all these Chinese people there.
但系我系见到好多嘅。
They actually have a room just for Chinese people to gamble.
佢哋有一间房系专门俾中国人去赌
嘅。I remember seeing this woman. She was so grumpy looking, smoking and everything.
我见到一个女人系非常之唔客气，佢喺度食烟。
So she was on a blackjack table, and I like watching people lose money, you know. So I sat in the end and watching her.
所以我系见到喺一张赌台上面见到呢个女人。
I declare in 5-10 minutes she lost like $7,000 in front of my eyes.
喺五分钟、十分钟佢就输咗5,000 or 7,000元。
See, we are just so wrapped up with money, Chinese as a culture.
我哋作为一个中国人嘅文化系非常注重钱嘅。
So you know, Paul Bartel, he says, you know, it's not a blessing, you know.It's really a curse.
有时候就系讲到呢样嘢，其实原来钱唔系一个祝福，系一个咒诅。
That old missionary who's seen it all, you know, in his life with Chinese people, is that they are constantly in bondage to this curse of materialism.
有时候呢个嘅老嘅宣教士喺咁多年嘅职场上面系见到呢个嘅系因为钱令到系有好多嘅束缚。
So when the Lord says where your treasures are, that's where your heart is. Where are our treasures?
所以神喺度讲到你嘅财宝喺边度，你嘅心亦都喺嗰度。咁你问下你自己，究竟你嘅财宝喺边度呢
？You know, in the Bible, the number one focus or one the number one thing that it talks about is being saved, the gospel.
喺圣经上面讲到一大嘅好重要嘅题目就系点样去得救。
But if you Google it, you do a study, you find that the second most talked about things by our God and our Lord Jesus Christ, you know what it is? It's about money.
如果你上网去寻找嘅话，第二点系非常成日都会喺呢个嘅圣经上讲到嘅就系钱啦。
In fact, in this passage in Matthew, you go a couple verses later, it says the Lord says you cannot serve two masters. You either worship one or the other.
之后嗰两节喺马太福音第六章就系讲到神话你唔可以侍奉两个主。
And you would think he would mean you either worship God or you worship Satan, right? You would think that.
究竟你系咪去选择去敬拜神定系敬拜魔鬼呢
No，
唔系咁样讲。
God or money？
佢讲到一系神，一系就钱。
We're going to worship God or we're going to worship our stuff？
究竟我哋系敬拜神定系敬拜我哋嘅事物呢
？So today when we talk about this issue of stewardship， we as Christians we have a choice。
当我哋讲到股价积分嘅时候，作为基督徒嘅我哋会问我哋系有系咪有一个选择呢
？We can talk about loving God, worshiping God, but where's our treasure？
我哋讲到我哋爱神去敬拜神，究竟我哋嘅积聚嘅财宝喺边度呢
？So this is a declaration God gives. Wherever your treasures are, that's where your heart is.
所以神喺度宣告你嘅财宝喺边度，你嘅心都喺边度。
I want to tell you, if your heart is with money, then your life is going to be miserable.
如果你嘅心只系挂住喺钱嘅话，你嘅生命系非常可悲噶。
You know, you get this point. You know, the people that have a lot of money, it doesn't make any difference. It's not like they're happier. They're even worse, right?
有时候如果有一个人系非常有钱，佢嘅生命其实都唔系更加好。
So that declaration, you got to think about. You got to pray about. You got to come before God and say, "Where are my treasures?"
如果系你大家去睇到呢个神嘅宣告嘅时候，究竟你去心里面问自己，究竟我心里面嘅财宝喺边度呢
？If that is in your portfolio, if that is in your properties, if that is in whatever it is, you got to know that's where your heart is.
如果你谂到嘅只系你嘅投资嘅组合或者你嘅财产嘅话，你嘅心底嗰度。
The second thing we want to talk about here is his command.
就是神的命令。
It's interesting that God gave us everything. We can say that as a Christian in CBC, we got to say God owns everything. He gave us everything.
作为一个基督徒，我哋都系好常咁讲，系神拥有所有嘅事物。
But we don't want to give it back.
但我哋唔想俾翻神。
See those two hands there I put on my PowerPoint.
大家见到喺呢个嘅幻片上面嗰两只手。
This is something that I envision in my mind all the time when it comes to stewardship.
每一次都系讲股价积分嘅时候，我都有呢个图画喺我嘅脑海。
When I think about how to handle whatever God gives to me, I think of these two hands.
每一次都系要我去应付唔同嘅事情嘅时候，我就会谂起呢即系个手。
Sometimes I pray that way.
有时候我都系咁样嘅形式去祈祷。
Because you see, the hand it represents an open hand in which God can give me anything He wants to.
因为呢对手好似我打开双手，神就会俾好多唔同嘅事情俾我。
But at the same time, God can take anything from my hand too.
同一时间，神都会喺我手上面去拎走一啲嘅事情。
I won't grip it. I won't hold on to it.
我会尝试去捉紧。
You know, God knows our hearts.
神系知道我哋嘅心噶。
So He gives us a test.
所以佢有时都俾啲试炼我哋。
He gives us the policy the principle, the standard of tithing.
很多时候他都会给一些十一奉献的原则给我们。
And our God is so good. He gives 10%. He talks about 1 in 10.
神都是很好的，他只是讲到十分之一。
Let me tell you, you know, he could have said 1.58354%, right? He didn't do that. I mean, we're too confused. We don't know how to do that.
可以讲一点八几五几，很多小数目。
But you know, you got 10 sheep, you give 1 to God.
如果你有十隻羊，你只係俾一隻羊俾
神。By the way, they all belong to God. All 10 of them belong to God. But he says, I want one.
其實嗰十隻都係屬於神㗎，佢只係希望你俾一隻佢。
You know, you make $1,000, $100 goes to God.
如果你賺到$1,000，佢都係希望你俾$100佢。
See, makes it simple.
好簡單㗎啫。
It's a principle that he's given not only in Leviticus in this verse, but also many parts in the Old Testament.
唔單止喺利未記講到呢個嘅原則，佢喺好多聖經上面都提及過。
You know, and then some people say, well, but he doesn't talk about it in the New Testament. That means it's abolished.
究竟即係你可以話佢冇喺聖，即係冇喺新約上面講到嘅喎？咁呢個咪唔成立咯？
But you know, in the New Testament, he doesn't talk about don't kill your father either. Doesn't mean it's abolished.
佢冇喺呢個新約上面講你要殺你嘅爸爸，唔係等於就唔存在咯噃。
The believers, the followers of God, already knew there are certain things that you just do. Those things are obvious. Why do you have to talk about it? That's part of life.
我哋好多嘅信徒都係做一啲係好自然嘅事情，因為喺你嘅生活模式上面。
But the Bible, the New Testament does talk about giving freely without compulsion, giving and from an attitude from your heart, not just you know on legalistic principles.
很多时候新约都是说不是用一些很限制的形式 去捐献，而是用你的心去捐献。
So the command's there.
这个就是那个诫命。
I know, trust me, I know this. There's only maybe, you know, 10, 15, 20% of people in the church that tithes.
可能都是说到有10到20%的教会的人都只是会奉献。
Because most Protestants give approximately 4 to 5% of their income when they put it all together.
很多的平信徒都是去奉献4到5%。
So I know that people have a struggle with that.
很多人都有这个挣扎。
But I have a struggle with too.
但我都有我自己的挣扎。
And that's why I share with you what we did when we, even before we got married, we decided to tithe.
所以我们都是有这个挣扎，所以我们决定在结婚的时候都去分享这一点。
We believe that God commanded us to do so and we're going to do it.
因为神是命令我们这样做，所以我们是需要这样去做。
And so, you know, my first church that we were in, actually it was a Chinese church. We started an English congregation.
我哋喺服侍嘅第一间中文教会里面有一个英文堂。
I don't know how many Chinese churches do this. I know Korean churches still do. They print your giving and put it in the bulletin insert.
好多中国教会可能都唔会咁做，但系韩国教会会咁做。佢会将你嘅奉献印喺呢个周刊上面。
So it's kind of embarrassing because they only pay me $300. You know, so it's $30 my tithe.
可能你都系会非常感到尴尬，可能你只会喺$300人工入面，即系捐$300。
$30. And then they raised my salary. Everybody knew they raised my salary because I put $50 there.
咁如果係加咗牧師人工咧，佢就會放$50落去。
So you know, it didn't matter. We just whatever it is that God gave to us is the tithe we gave, and then we gave other things.
無論係呢個嘅神俾幾多俾我，我哋都係十一奉獻，再加上其他。
Some people wonder, well, can I give my tithe to my mom? She really has need, or my sister got to pay her school bill. Let me tithe to my sister. You can't do that. That's not tithing.
我可唔可以话牧师？我譬如话将我嘅捐款系捐俾我妈妈或者其他有需要嘅人咧？
In the Old Testament, this is what a tithe is.
喺呢个新约咁样讲，
圣经。You tithe to the temple.
你系去奉献俾嗰度嘅会堂。
But you can give more to the temple.
你可以俾多过一个嘅会堂。
It doesn't just have to be 10%.
你系唔只系十分之一。
If you want to give to the poor, there's a way to give it. You can give it to the priest, and this is for poor people.
如果你真係想另外捐一啲嘅窮人，你係可以
嘅。If the nation has some need, they want something, you can give that. But the 10% you give to the temple, you have no strings attached. You don't say what it's for, you don't do whatever. So in the equivalent for our church, any church today is the general fund.
我哋都係講到，譬如話，我哋只係將你嘅當納嘅十分一俾你當地嘅教會會堂。咁如果引用喺我哋而家教會咧，就係我哋而家嘅經常奉獻。
The reason for that is God wants you to just release it.It's what it is.
最主要的就是神希望你可以放手去捐献。
We're not to determine whatever. This is God's command. Here you go, God. I'm just following your command.
我们是不需要决定什么，我们只是说神啊，就是我当立的十分一，我交回你。
Now, throughout my years as a pastor, I've had people call me, contact me, say, Pastor Dan, I want to send you some money. I want to send you my tithe.
我哋真系喺服侍咁多年里面，有好多人曾经同牧师联络啊，牧师，我想将我哋嘅十分一交俾你。
And the only time I would say it's okay to do so is if they're not in a church yet. They're looking for a church. We don't know where to go. We just need to send our tithe and we send it to your church. I said, okay, you can do that. But
唯一一个情况我是容许他们这样做的，就是譬如那个的人是还未有一间教会他们可以是 去崇拜的时候，我就容许他们这样做。但他们都是要去捐献一个本地的教会。
You know, I would say don't send us your tithe. Tithe to your local church. You can send us anything above your tithe, we'll take it gladly.
不要将你的十分一的奉献给我，而是将你十分一奉献给当地你自己的教会。
So that's your tithe.
这个就是你的十一奉
献。Your tithe is the money you give to the general fund of your church.
这个的十一奉献就是给你教会的经常奉献。
Now, if you're following God's ways and you know stewardship, you're going to give a whole lot more than 10%.
如果你是遵从神去做这个事情的话，你是会捐多过十分之一的奉献的。
And the other thing, anything above 10%, you can dictate it and send it to benevolence, missions, building fund, whatever you want to send it to.Fine, give it to them.
在这个十一奉献之后，你可以用其余的款项去做，去捐献给不同的事工、不同的人。
You know, Barbara and I, we've done that. We've given a lot more than our tithe to other things, particularly to missions, particularly to the orphans in Ukraine, to the Philippines, and so forth. That's our choice. That's what we want to give, but not our tithe. Our tithe doesn't go there. We don't have the right to do that.
牧师师母在他们当给的十分之一的奉献以外，仍然捐了很多的金钱在不同的事工，很多的孤儿院在菲律宾和其他的事工上面。
Let me tell you something. I am very meticulous on my checking account.
我是对于我的存款是非常着重的。
You know, I keep my checkbook and it's to the penny.
我的支票簿可以去数到一个 penny.
I want to tell you, I have no idea how come 90% is so much more than 100%.
有时候我哋都唔知道点解90%比100%仲要多。
I just don't know how God just blesses 90% so much more. I mean, it seems like I should have less, but I don't.
有时候神都好难去想象究竟神点解会祝福俾我哋90%以外更加多嘅
咧。Because that goes to our third point in which God responds.
因为我哋都讲到之后嘅第三点，神系会回应嘅。
The passage in Malachi is truth.
我哋喺马拉基书上所讲嘅都系真实嘅。
I want you to know that God blesses you in ways that you can't imagine when you follow after Him in stewardship。
有时候如果我哋都系愿意喺管家职份上面系尽忠嘅话，神对我哋嘅祝福系更加多。
Let me preface this by saying I don't believe in some of particularly the charismatic churches and preachers that tell you if you give $1 to God you get $1,000 back. You give $1,000 you get $1,000,000. They preach that. I've heard it with my own ears. I have people in our church that did it. They don't work. All right, this is nonsense.
有时候我哋听到有其他教会咁样讲，譬如话你捐一蚊，神就会俾翻$1,000你；又或者你捐更加多，神就会俾$1,000,000你。其实咁样嘅讲道系完全错误噶。
See, they believe in this formula. You know, God is a magician or something. You know, you give a formula, you get that. That's not how it works.
佢好似讲到神好似一个程式，好似个魔术师咁样做，神就会咁样俾翻咁多俾你。
See, our God is the God who owns everything.
我哋嘅神系拥有所有嘅一切。
And He blesses however He wants to bless.
佢都系祝福我哋好多，佢想祝福俾我哋嘅地方。
But the scripture is very clear that if we want blessings from God in our lives way beyond just money, we better follow His principles of stewardship.
如果我哋真系想神俾我哋有大大嘅祝福嘅话，我哋要遵守管家职份上面所讲嘅一切。
Let me share some example to you.
我想同各位分享一啲嘅经历。
You know, when I went to Bible school, Barbara and I, both of us, we paid our own way.
牧师师母去上呢个圣经学校嘅时候，都系用自己嘅金钱去付款嘅。
Before I went to the Bible school, I had full scholarship to an engineering school in New York City.
牧师去呢个嘅圣经学校之前咧，佢系喺一间工程学校上面系有
一个
好嘅奖学金。
You know, I had a nice car. I had everything because it was a free ride. I mean, they gave me so much to go to the school.
我哋都系拥有好多，包括俾咗架车我哋去上呢间学校。
When God called me to ministry, you know, and I went to Bible school.
当神呼召我去入呢个圣经学校嘅时候
，I had to work. At one point, I had to work 55 hours a week, carrying 23 credit hours, so that I can pay my way.
我需要每一个星期去做工55个小时，再加上23个小时嘅学习。
So you think that God would cut me a break? You know, if I don't tithe, it's okay, right?
好似神好似俾咗一个好嘅喘息嘅机会俾我哋。
But we tithe.
但我哋仍然都系有十一奉献。
You know, Bob and I, we finished school, graduate. I had no debt whatsoever. We paid every penny of our bill.
牧师师母完成咗圣经学校，一个负债嘅都冇。
Went to seminary, paid every bit of it.
去到神學院都係一樣咁樣去做。
Didn't have a whole lot, but God always provided for us.
雖然唔係擁有好多，但係神仍然會
去保守我哋一切。And I want to tell you, better than having thousands of dollars in my bank account is knowing that I have a Father and a God who provides for my needs.
唔係因為我嘅户口有幾多千蚊，而係我相信我天上嘅父會供應俾我。
And you know, we were really, really idealistic when we were young, really idealistic.
我哋有時候係做學生嘅時候都係非常單純。
You know, as a young You know, seminary, we believe that the law should be followed. We never went above 55 miles an hour.
我哋都系知道我哋要去遵从神所做嘅一切。
You know, it was just a crime and a sin to speed. You know,
我哋揸车嘅时候都系唔会系揸车嘅速度高过55。
When we used to come down to Louisiana, Lake Charles, that's 1,500 miles. It would take us 3 days because we can't go above 55 miles an hour. You do the math; it takes a long time to drive that slow.
有时候我哋觉得系揸车如果高过55个里数嘅话，就系觉得好似犯罪。有一次牧师同师母都系会揸车去到 Lake Charles 呢个地方，大概系1,500里。如果你想象下，去时速揸55里要揸几耐咧？起码三日。
Yeah.I gotta confess. Now I can do it in a day. You know, 23 hours I can do it.
我都係同各位講，如果而家我揸嘅話，就一日就會到啦，就會揸好。
But anyway, what we also believe in is that if we have a need, we tell God. We don't tell anybody else. Didn't tell my mother. Didn't tell our friend. Told nobody.
總括嚟講，我係有咩需要嘅時候，我哋都係唔會同其他人講，只係會同神講。
And so we're going through seminary, and you know, everybody has a bottle of pennies, right? Well, we don't have. We used it all already. There's nothing in there.
很多時候我們讀神學院的時候都會譬如見到有人在個樽裡面有很多的碎銀但我們一個都沒有
But you know God always provided for us
但神永遠都是供應給我們
You know we used to just eat chicken and spaghetti That's all we can afford
很多時候我們只是吃雞翼吃意大利粉
Once in a while you know somebody would give us a bag of grocery Left it at the door We don't even know who it is We didn't tell anybody we need There it is food
有可能有時候會在門口就一大堆嘅送菜俾我哋，都唔知邊個送嚟嘅。
You know, sometimes we will get a little bit of cash in our mailbox. We don't know who, it's just in an envelope.
又或者喺郵箱裡面有一啲嘅錢俾我哋，但係唔知由邊度寄嚟
㗎。And when our first son was born, people took care of us. They gave us some clothes. We had like they were all used clothes, but they were very nice. He had some clothes to wear.
當我哋第一個兒子係出生嘅時候，我哋有好多嘅人去願意捐贈咗好多唔同嘅衫衫褲褲俾我哋。
God responds when you follow Him.
當我哋去遵從神嘅時候，神就會回應。
You know, I'm sure I told you the story before. I'm just going to tell it again. I love it. I didn't tell it for about 10 years.
我好多時候都會好中用呢個例子。我而家就喺度再
重複一次。So in the wintertime in New York City, well, New York, north of New York, it was really cold at winter. It was only about 10 degrees, you know, out there.
好多時候紐約州北部咧係一個好凍嘅地方㗎。
You know, Barbara was pregnant, you know, and her coat wouldn't close. It was like this.
咁嗰陣時候，師母咧就懷孕，好多時候佢嘅衫咧係唔能夠冚過佢嘅肚。
So we said, you know, we need to get her a coat, but we have no money.
我哋都係話，不如你去買件大褸啦。
And so one day, just out of the blue, because gas was so cheap, you know, it was like 50 cents a gallon. So we drove from our school to Sears. They didn't have those big mall back then to look around.
我哋喺嗰個時候咧，就揸車去一個嘅連鎖嘅商店去買，就準備去買呢個樓。
Meanwhile, whatever we made, we gave the Lord 10%.
我哋無論去到邊個地方，我哋都係俾十分一俾神。
So we went to Sears and we went to the women's department, the maternity area, and we found a coat, you know, that fit her real nice.
我哋去到女裝部去揾到一件嘅大褸係好啱身嘅。
And it was $69.
69.
It could have been $69,000. Didn't matter. We didn't have $10. So, you know, I said, well, sorry, babe, you know, let's go.
我哋真係冇咁嘅錢啦，對唔住，不如我哋走啦。
So we got into our car, we went home.
我哋就上翻我哋架車，我哋就翻屋企啦。
And before we got into our apartment, we went to the post the mailbox area and opened our box.
當我入翻我哋嘅公寓之前，我哋就開我哋嘅郵箱。
Just to get mail, you know.
只係去攞我哋嘅信件。
And then I found an envelope there.
就見到一個信封喺入面。
And we opened it up.
当佢打开嘅时候
，It wasn't there. It wasn't money.
唔系钱。
You see, God knew if I had money in there, I would use it to buy food.
如果神知道我哋都系有呢个嘅钱嘅话，钱嘅话，我就会去买食物。
And half a dozen things we could use and need.
我哋可以用呢啲钱去做好多唔同类型嘅事情。
But this just like blew us away, and it just we're only 20-something years old, right? 24 years old, 20, 22, 3 years old.We had a gift certificate in that envelope.
我哋都系意想不到嘅。我哋见到有一张礼券喺呢个信封入面。
The coat was $69.
呢件大褛系69蚊。
It was from Sears.
呢個係嗰個連鎖嘅商店。
The gift certificate, anonymous gift certificate, was a $75 gift certificate.
係一個不記名嘅$75嘅禮券去嗰間連鎖店。
So I had no choice. I had to take Barbara back to Sears to buy that coat.
所以我冇任何選擇，我要去翻呢個嘅商店去為師母去買呢件褸。
God took care of the tax too.
神亦都係照顧到呢個嘅税項。
That's how God responds when you are a good steward of His stuff.
當你係一個作為一個好嘅管家嘅時候，神係會向你回應。
You know, throughout our years in ministry,
在这么多年的侍奉上面,
God provided for us.
神供应给我们。
Yeah. I still remember this one time, and this is a hard time for us.
我们都是曾经有一段的很困难的时候。
We started a church with teenagers. You know, teenagers have no money whatsoever.
我们都是向一个青年人开始一个教会。
You know, I got to drive them home, drive them to church, take them everywhere, pay for everything, you know. So they have no money. I pay for them.
我哋需要去车佢哋车出车入去唔同嘅地方，包括向佢哋买嘢。
So after about 3 years, we had a church of maybe 40-50 people.
3年之后，大概有40-50人嘅教会。
And one day, the treasurer, who is barely a teenager himself, he came to me and he said, "Pastor Dan, we don't have any more money. We can't pay you anything."
有一个青年嘅财政同牧师讲，牧师，我哋已经唔够钱去支付你嘅人工。
I said, "Don't worry about it."
其实都唔需要介意。神系会照顾嘅。
For 10 months, they didn't give us a nickel, no salary whatsoever.
十个月里面系一个仙都冇。
But for some reason, my father that month decided to come over and he left something on my desk, you know, on my counter.
但系好奇怪嘅，我爸爸就喺嗰个月开始就嚟到我屋企，喺我嘅饭台上面放低咗一啲嘢。
My father is well to do, but I never asked him for anything.
我爸爸虽然系比较富有，但系我从来都冇问我爸爸任何事情。
Give money to us, you know, and he wouldn't take no for an answer. So he took care of us.
佢只會係喺我哋嘅台上面放咗一啲嘅錢，佢去照顧我哋。
And for 10 months he did that.
之後個十個月佢都係咁樣做。
And then after 10 months they started paying us again.
十個月之後教會可以開始支付牧師嘅人工。
Out of the blue, my father stopped.
之後就好奇怪嘅，我爸爸就唔再俾錢我啦。
Dad, you don't have to. No. Yeah, it just. You know what it is? It wasn't my father that took care of us.
呢個唔係我爸爸喺度照顧緊我。
It was my father that took care of us.
这个是天上的爸爸去照顾我们。
Our heavenly father.
我们天上的爸爸。
And the neat thing about what he did in my life, and so many times I can stand here for the next hour telling you stories like this.
我们可以在这里之后那半个钟头，牧师可以讲很多关于这么奇妙的事情。
How specific it was.
是很仔细的。
It wasn't just giving you, here's $1 million, take care of yourself.
不是说只是给了啊，给$100,000你去照顾其他的事情。
It was always very specific.To the needs that we had,
系好仔细嘅，系去到嗰个好系好仔细嘅一个需要。
And so the blessing from that is so much more than if just I have a lot of money.
所以呢个嘅祝福系比拥有100万系更加多。
When God gave Barbara that coat, from that moment on, I never doubted once that God can provide anything.
当嗰一次师母可以用呢个嘅礼券去买到呢件大褛嘅时候，牧师从来唔会再怀疑神唔会供应俾佢。
And over the course of these years.
当然在这么多年之后，
God has allowed us to experience the responses of His generosity and His love.
在这么多年，神都是愿意是给我们去经历祂对我们的回应。
And as a result, we can do the other things that we want to do so much, and that is to bless others by giving to them.
所以祂容许我们去用这些不同的资源去祝福其他的人。
That's what God does.
这个就是神所做的工作。
It's not about money.
不是因为讲到钱。
Because God doesn't need your money.
因为神不需要你的钱。
Our church doesn't need your money.
我们教会不需要你的钱。
If God wants to provide our church money, whatever we need, He will provide.
如果神是要去供应我们教会任何钱财的话，祂是会供应给我们
的。What's far more important is that God wants your heart.
但是最重要的是神需要你的心。
He doesn't want your heart to be in bondage.To treasures that are in the wrong place.
佢系唔需要你嘅财宝积聚喺一啲唔啱嘅地方上面。
We used to travel a bit, still do.
我哋都系同师母成日都去唔同嘅地方。
But when our boys were young, we traveled a lot by car.
当我哋嘅儿子系仍然系好年轻嘅时候，我哋系用车去唔同嘅地方。
Taking them to all parts of this United States.
我哋用车去呢个嘅国家唔同嘅地方。
And I remember a few times.Talking to Barbara like this.
有好多嘅時候，我都係同師母咁樣去講。
Usually we get up, you know, real early, and by 5 o'clock we leave because New York City is real hard to get out of after 5. So we drive real early and we drive west.
有時候我們都是很早就要起床，因為如果你遲過五點鐘之後早離開紐約市的話，就會很難的了。
And our two boys will be sound asleep. We put them in the back seat or station wagon. They're still sleeping. We pick them up. And we drive, and as we cross the George Washington Bridge,
當我們的小孩子仍然在睡覺，放在他們的車的後座，我們就會經過一個 George Washington Bridge.
As we leave the city of New York,
當我們離開紐約市的時候，
A few times we said to each other, you know, everything that we care about is in this car.
很多時候牧師和師母就是說，我們最在乎的所有的事情都在這輛車裡面。
Literally, if our house got burglarized, burned up, everything else, it doesn't matter.
如果我們的屋被人打劫，被人燒了，都不要緊。
Our treasure is right here.
我们的财宝就在这辆
车里面。 Our relationship with Jesus Christ,
我们对神的关系。
Our names in the book of life,
我们的名字在这个生命册上面。
Our two precious children in the back seat,
我们最宝贵的两个孩子在这车上。
Those are our treasures.
这个就是我们的财宝。
You keep that in your heart,
你将这个放在你的心里面。
You will never have a problem with being a good steward of God's resources.
你不会有任何的困难去成为一个好的忠心的仆人。
Would you pray with me?
我想大家祈祷。
Lord God, thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you so much for giving us all your gifted goodness in our life.
都感谢你赐给我们生命上面有这么多美好的事情。
More than anything else, thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord.
重要的是你将耶稣基督赐给我们。
Would you help persons here, every single person here, to be able to handle the resources you give?
我们都希望你能够是在座的每一个人都能够好懂得地运用你赐给我们的资源。
Oh, Lord God, that we would be able to have our hearts in the right place.
让我们都是求你将我们的心都放在一个正确的位置上面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祈祷，奉主圣名祈求。
Amen.